This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Breaking news all over the place related to the indictment of Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager. But mind you, someone that has dwelled in the swamp for decades, right? So I hesitate to get too concerned that somehow this indictment by Robert Mueller is the beginning of the end of the Trump administration and all they're going down and see what we told you, which is what they're all trying to get you to believe. Don't believe any of that stuff. As the song says, we're waiting on the world to change. Isn't that what the song says, Todd? I'm pretty sure it
that
says it's
exactly
something along that line.
Song says.
And that's why we start the show with it. Listen. Right, Manny? Crank that up. Exactly right. Can you hear it? Yes, very good. Did you hear that, Todd? I'm pretty sure that said, waiting on the world to change, right?
It's exactly what it said.
Yeah. Anyway, we're still waiting on it, and it hasn't changed. And the fact that Paul Manafort has been indicted, I don't think means anything other than, number one, you've got absolutely a witch hunt going on. I'm going to tell you why I believe it. I think it could be good news. Because I actually believe that Bob Mueller has to... Do not do that. Do not do that. Stop. Do not do that.
What?
We might have a little issue today, Todd. I should have probably warned you, but Hudson is along today. The prized possession in the Hinman family, the Labradoodle. And
bring your dog to work day. I didn't know that. I could have brought mine.
Well, it's the dog has a bad foot day, so I had no choice but to bring him to work. And I got really specific instructions from my wife. I mean subsection 8A, page 25, like level, okay? What I'm saying here? And it was, do not take your name, your eyes off of him. And he has this little boot on his foot, and then under the boot, he has his foot very well wrapped. Because I think we're up to $1,000 into this foot now with trips to the vet, because it's fine, it's healing, but he keeps, you know, doing what dogs do. So
sure.
At night when he put him in the kennel, you know, he's got the cone and all this stuff. He's got all that. But, you know, just kind of poor bugger has to spend all that time in there. And so I had a weak moment over the weekend. I said, do you want me to just bring him to the office? I'll just keep an eye on him, put him in the studio. And, yeah, so those instructions were, again, do not take your eyes off of him. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to do the show that way?
I wasn't in the studio 5 minutes. I think the news was going on. I was getting ready to get, you know, got... Vice President Pence in our exclusive interview coming up here. Well, it's a busy time, right? We got the Vice President's interview, Todd. We got Safety Talk next hour, which I think is going to be one of our best Safety Talk radios ever for WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council. Love doing those shows. And we're talking about active shooter situations today. And on the program, the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council, Don Mosman, is going to be here. And Don is a certified active shooter instructor. This is serious stuff. This is about keeping you safe. This is about knowing what to do in the what ifs, and having the, you know, proper protocols and proper equipment and proper training and who should be prepared and all that. We got Kelly Armstrong, who's chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, who threw the first pitch in the 9-inning game last night of the World Series to go down the trail of a defeat of Heidi Heitkamp with a fantastic ad. The ad's been out for a while. I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but it's nothing short of hilarious and, I believe, effective. If you saw it last night's game, I want you to tell me about it. It ran, sixth inning when things were tied up, maybe before 10:30, right around there. Hilarious. So Kelly Armstrong himself, a Hall of Fame baseball player, I might add. Did you know that about Kelly, that he's in the North Dakota American Legion Hall of Fame?
I did not know that.
So anyway, we got a lot of moving parts to this program. You follow what I'm saying? And I didn't watch is the bottom line. And now everything, he's got the boot off, he's got the tape off, and now I'm having to hold his collar during the show.
And you're in trouble. And you're in the doghouse with the dog. How about that?
Well, no more with his Nolan, you got to get a shot of this because I have his two legs up on my. It's okay. I said, can you say hi?
You're
can you say
in
hi?
So much trouble.
Can you say hi? Whisper. Whisper. Can you whisper? Whisper. Whisper. He just, he's not, I'll get him to whisper before the
end. Are you sure that's really your dog? Because any dog of yours wouldn't be microphone shy. Exactly. Just saying.
But we have more important fish to fry today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big day. We're going to talk about Paul Manafort. We'll talk about the breaking news. We'll talk about active shooter situations. We're doing all that today on the program. But are you ready, Todd?
I'm ready.
We are, we're pretty darn excited to have the Vice President of the United States visit North Dakota and sit down with us, yours truly, on the program, because it says a lot about, not us, it says a lot about you, the audience of this program, and what the Vice President thinks about you. So I want to get this rolling, and I want to get your reaction to it, and then I want to visit a little bit. So we start very simply, as we always do, by sending greetings to the Vice President from all of you. Mr. Vice President, how you doing?
Great to be here. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. I want to talk to you today a little bit about the battles in Congress right now on a very important issue for North Dakota and all of America's economy on the tax reform. I want to talk about your trip here.
Great.
But I first have to ask you, from a lot of radio listeners that call my program every day, what's it like being Vice President of the United States? What's it like leading the Trump-Pence administration? Just give us a little sense of how things are going.
Well, it's just, it's very humbling for me. I'm a small-town guy from southern Indiana and had the chance to serve in the Congress, serve as governor of my home state, but serving alongside President Trump, a man who has a boundless energy, boundless optimism for this country, is just a great honor. And to see the progress, Scott, that we're making in this economy, more than a million net new jobs created. We've begun the process of rebuilding our military. We see the stock market setting records every day. We see America standing tall in the world again, standing with our allies, standing up to our enemies. It's just the greatest honor of my life to be vice president to President Donald Trump.
I noticed when you were talking to the airmen today that a very loud cheer came after you brought them greetings from the commander-in-chief.
They sure did.
Does that happen everywhere?
It happens everywhere. You know, I think men and women who wear the uniform around this country, whether it be the uniform of our armed forces or, frankly, as I meet law enforcement personnel around the country, I think they sense in President Donald Trump a leader who appreciates the sacrifices that they make and has their back, standing with them, and is absolutely committed to the safety and security of the American people.
I want to ask you also a little bit about the tick-tock of this tax reform deal. You're obviously working hard up on Capitol Hill nonstop, living, breathing this. This moment right now, where we're at in this push to do this in the next number of days before the holidays, Are we at the 50-yard line? Are we at the 10-yard line? How's it going?
I think we're past the 50-yard line, Scott. I really do. With the strong support of Senator John Hovind and Congressman Kevin Cramer, we've managed to pass budgets now out of the House and Senate. That creates now a runway for us to move historic tax cuts through the Senate and the House. And I think you're going to see a very brisk pace of activity in the weeks ahead. Our hope is to have historic tax relief on the president's desk in the White House for Christmas, but it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of support. And we're reaching out to every member of Congress, not only Senator Hovind but Senator Heitkamp here, to say that now is the time for us to let the American people keep more of what they earn. Let's repeal death taxes. Let's cut business taxes. Let's simplify the tax code in ways that are going to make it possible for people to file their taxes on a single sheet of paper. 9 out of 10 Americans be able to file their taxes on one simple piece of paper. The time has come for historic tax relief, and we're very hopeful that Senator Heitkamp is going to join Senator Hovind, President Trump, and our whole team to deliver this for North Dakota.
I was at a listening session that she hosted, Senator Heitkamp, a couple weeks ago, right here in Minot. It was about 90 minutes long. There were about 6 or 7 invited people there that didn't like the president's proposal, and there were about 25 people who liked the proposal a lot. I didn't hear her say one positive thing other than she thinks that simplification deserves a close look. But do you honestly believe you have a chance? If you need the vote, you'll have Senator Heitkamp's vote?
We're certainly working to earn her support. And we really do believe that when you look at the history of tax cuts in the past, President Kennedy, President Reagan passed tax relief, it was always bipartisan. And look, with the budgets that we passed, we could pass tax relief out of the House and Senate on a party-line vote, but President Trump is absolutely committed to reach out across the aisle. And let's forge that middle-class tax relief in a bipartisan way that'll really unleash the tremendous potential of the American economy and bring real tax relief to working families across the country.
Vice President of the United States Mike Pence on a very important legislative priority of the Trump administration, and that is, of course, tax reform. And he's talking about that as we speak. We're going to take a short break, come back and finish the conversation on that, and also talk about why Minot, why the Minot Air Force Base. And by the way, I've been to the Minot Air Force Base on probably, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 occasions before, but I'm telling you, never, ever take for granted what they do every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for us. Phenomenal. And that was certainly front and center. And the vice president's going to talk about how important it is, even in the president's trip to Asia this week. So stay tuned for that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that. From hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Dakota Petroleum Council among our sponsors today. Have you seen those ads, heard those ads for Energy of North Dakota? I was thinking about that this weekend. What a neat thing that North Dakota Petroleum Council did. Ron Ness is going to fill in for me on Thursday, by the way, for a good chunk of the show of the Petroleum Council. And he's talking deer hunting. Are you fired up? Are you ready? Yeah. So, what I was saying is related to the Energy of North Dakota campaign. It's talking about the Energy of North Dakota, which is really, of course, the people, but also the energy. And, you know, it's an oil and gas organization that's talking about all energy. So it just ties in nicely. And all those, you know, American energy production protects our land and the wildlife for generations. It means jobs and careers, amazing innovations that drives that progress for generations. So it's great. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Okay, more of our exclusive interview with the Vice President of the United States. What do you think so far, Todd? Okay, Manny? Nolan? Everybody like it? All right, everybody says a thumbs up. Yeah, good stuff. Okay. So more of the conversation now with Vice President Pence. And I told him about my visit to D.C. last week where I'm in John Thune's office. Of course, John Thune I like, Senator from South Dakota. But I wanted him to relay to the swamp dwellers like Bob Corker and, you know, Flake and others that you, our listeners, care more about the national debt than some spat or tweet or whatever, and that they shouldn't expect the president to change because you don't want him to change. This is what I was relaying to the vice president. I want to know if he thought you listeners had it right.
Well, we're so grateful for your support, Scott. We really are. And you know, look, what I would say is, you know, I'm a NASCAR fan. They have a saying in NASCAR that rubbing is racing. I mean, you trade a little paint on the fenders. But at the end of the day, I'm incredibly encouraged, as the president is, by the amount of unity we have in the Republican Party today. Look, we just passed another bill out of the Senate. I cast the tie-breaking vote to roll back an avalanche of red tape that came out of the last administration. This economy is growing in ways that it hasn't grown for much of the last decade, based upon the direction the president's taken us in rolling back red tape and unleashing American energy. But I also think the reason why you're seeing the stock market set records is that the American people know the time has come to pass historic tax cuts for working families, small businesses, and family farms. And I really do believe that you're going to see the Republican Party come together around historic tax cuts. But I also believe that you're going to see Democrat members of the Senate. We hope Senator Heidi Heitkamp joins us. But you're going to see Democrat members of the Senate and the House step up and support this effort to bring real tax relief to the American people. And you're going to see it happen this year.
And I understand from a lot of Republican members there are Democrats that want to vote for this, but have real problems, obviously, with their leadership about that. I can't let you out of here without talking about these incredible professionals at the Minot Air Force Base and the Grand Forks Air Force Base just down the road and everything else. Are you here to send a very powerful message to North Korea and other hot spots around the globe that, you know, it'd be a very bad idea to mess with the power and strength of the United States military? Is this about peace through strength?
Well, Scott, that's very perceptive. President Trump will leave about this time next week for a trip to China, to the Asia Pacific, and he'll be visiting our ally in South Korea. And our message here today is that we are going to continue, as the president has said many times, to bring all diplomatic and economic power to bear to isolate North Korea until they abandon their ballistic and missile program, but all options are on the table. And the president sent me here today to Minot Air Force Base to express the gratitude of the American people for these extraordinary airmen who just returned from Syria and Iraq, where they made extraordinary progress in our battle against ISIS, but also to be here to send a message that the United States of America is absolutely committed to defending our people, defending our allies, and bringing the full weight of American power to do that.
We can't thank you enough. There are a lot of people in my audience that say it all the time. They're praying for you. They're praying for the president, praying for your families, and every member of our United States military for doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work, and please, please, please send our greetings to the president.
Well, I will do that, Scott. And just to all of your listeners, let me just say your prayers for those who wear the uniform at home and abroad are deeply meaningful to us. And those of us who have the opportunity to serve in public life, from the president to myself, to everyone, we rely on those prayers. They matter. We feel them, and we couldn't be more grateful.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
That is the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, in an interview we conducted on Friday during his visit to North Dakota, the Minot Air Force Base. What'd you think? What'd you hear? What do you take away from it? 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. Local number 258-0550. 258-0550. Or you can text Todd or I. I'm at 701-226-8503. That's actually Todd, but it doesn't matter. I'm at 701-367-2054. Todd is at 701-226-8503. But if you text me, I see it. Todd sees it. Everybody sees it. Vice versa for all the numbers. So they go into a queue here, and we get them all right in front of us. And love your feedback. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and you can drop us a note as well. So there's all the numbers, all the ways to contact us. When you call, you have an option to dial 1 and leave a message, or 2 and chat with us live on the air. So we like all those options, too. So give us a ring, and love to hear from you today on the program and talk a little bit about it. So we're going to recap the interview a little bit and also talk about the breaking news out of Washington, D.C. with the indictment of Paul Manafort, whether you're too ramped up about that. Then we have next hour Kelly Armstrong from the North Dakota Republican Party on that ad last night. Anybody see the ad in the World Series last night? Big game. Incredible game. What a swing. This series has been phenomenal, but around 10:30 or so last night, I think I saw it. I sent it out or put it up on Facebook, I guess, not long after, but I'm still laughing about it. We got to play them both. It's just not as fun on radio, so you got to see them, but we'll do that. And then Safety Talk Radio today, I want you to really, really, if you do nothing else, listen to our conversation about active shooter situations and active shooter events take place, how often, who should be prepared, you know, how do you limit your risk to this, how do you get the proper training. WSI, North Dakota Safety Council, and our Safety Talk Radio event coming up here momentarily. An actual certified active shooter instructor will be joining us on the program today. Las Vegas wasn't all that far ago. I think it's now far enough that we can, making it too difficult for people that were involved in that situation. And I saw there was an individual from Minot News over the weekend that just returned home after having been hospitalized that entire time. So this is still raw for a lot of folks. I mean, I didn't want to do something like this on the day after. But on the other hand, before it fades too long, you need to realize this could happen to you. And what would you do if it did? What would you do? Where would you go? You know, all those kind of things. So this is what we're going to talk about today on the program. Please stay tuned for that coming up as well. And we have a brand new sponsor on the program today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is going to tell you all about that. That's kind of fun. We love new sponsors, don't we, Todd?
Absolutely. I am so looking forward to working with these people. This is going to be huge.
Why do we love new sponsors exactly?
Well, they keep the program rolling. And in this case, it's going to relieve your pain.
How about that? Less pain from this particular sponsor and keep the program going. Both good things. More coming.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
With Hudson during the break there. Apologize for that.
I was just going to ask you.
Yeah. I was talking to
left the show to deal with the dog again.
Yeah, talking to the producer Nolan, and we opened up the door, and
yep, goes. That's what happens every time. So much for the empty nest, right? When your last kid is gone, there's still going to be those little furry kids.
And then, of course, earlier when he came in, he had a little confrontation with Marie's dog. Marie's, of course, our gal Friday up there at the front desk.
Gal Friday? Does anybody still use that term anymore?
I'm old.
It's Monday, by the way, so she's your gal Monday today.
How do we do with the vice president? You can rate the interview. You can let us know what you thought of it. What'd you take away from it? Talk a little bit about the situation with this 12-count indictment against Paul Manafort, conspiracy against the U.S., conspiracy to launder money. So far, these all look like, they look to me like Paul Manafort was, cooking up deals with Russia, but I don't see any connections to the Trump campaign. You know, I don't really see where we're connecting those dots. Want your take on it at 800-228-0550, or send us a tweet. Here's Trey Gowdy from yesterday. What did he have to say about this whole thing? Trey Gowdy is one of my favorite members of Congress because he's just obviously wicked smart and a prosecutor, former prosecutor.
And I've had with Robert Mueller, it was stressing to him the importance of cutting out the leaks with respect to serious investigations. So it is kind of ironic that the people charged with investigating the law and executing the law would violate the law. And make no mistake, disclosing grand jury material is a violation of the law.
Yeah, I think what Trey Gowdy's there talking about is another angle. We can't forget. Don't let him off the hook with this stuff. You're not supposed to know indictments are coming before they're coming. As he's pointing, saying Mueller's, special investigator so you could get rid of the leaks, right? You go over there and say, okay, you're in charge. It is an arm's length relationship with you as a special prosecutor. Now, that's necessary to cut out the leaks, and the leaks are happening about the investigation, which is, as he said, illegal. I would love it. I would love it through this if they can just, whatever distraction this is going to cause, just get to the bottom of these leaks. It's ridiculous. It's no way to run a railroad. Now, folks, I believe this. I believe the entire apparatus of the federal government, somewhere in the neighborhood of, 10 to 20%, my gut check number, 10 to 20% are, Trump-friendly, independent. They realize, look, they're career civil servants and they serve at whoever the president is, have no axe to grind, Trump appointees, somewhere between 10 and 20%. 80% recognize life as they know it is over under a Donald Trump-like president. I mean, Donald Trump-like vision for government and for efficiency. These are the people that take weeks and weeks and weeks to do something that should take a day, don't think they're not trying to take the president down and leak like a sieve, like crazy. Trust me, they are. Anyway, so whatever it is you want to talk about, let's get rolling here. We got to get to it. Before we do anything, though, Todd Mitchell is going to tell us about our brand new fine sponsor, the one he talked about earlier. So the pain could be a thing of the past for you, the Stem Cell Health Institute. Tell me more, Todd.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea, right? I mean, who wants to live with pain you don't have to live with? The Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering from pain with osteoarthritis, I can't even say that. If your knee hurts, I can say that easily. Pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, stop and listen. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain, along with cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. And I'll be doing this, too. Seminars coming up in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, just a short drive from one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. You need to attend one of these. You can call 1-888-973-1560 to sign up or go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, or 1-888-973-1560. I'm going to go have this done myself. You used to have to, like, go out of the country to get this done, but not anymore. StemCellTherapyForPain.com or 1-888-973-1560. Another proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind.
Very good. There's one other piece that's come out here on the situation with the investigation today and the indictments. Evidently, Associated Press has just put out a note here that court papers tell us former Trump campaign aide George, I can't say his name. I know him, though, actually. I should say I know him. I've met him. Yeah. How do you say it? Papadopoulos,
whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Is pleading guilty to lying to the FBI agents in the Mueller probe. He is the guy that did a lot of events for Donald Trump prior to him being president and became part of the advance world. And the reason I know who he is, this is kind of a funny story. So when Donald Trump visited Bismarck, North Dakota, May of election year, for the North Dakota Petroleum Council, right? Remember that? And he's at the Bismarck Event Center and part of the whole deal. I was asked, I think I was recommended by Charlie Jeske from the Bismarck Event Center to somebody in the advance team that they needed what they call the voice of God. And trust me, it has nothing to do with my actual voice, but it is a term they use sometimes at different events when they need an announcer behind the stage. So somebody's talking, but you don't see them. You only hear them. So that's why they joke that it is the quote-unquote voice of God, which it obviously wasn't in my case. Anyway, so I said, what do you want me to say? And I actually had to introduce Congressman Kramer and Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, who then introduced President Trump, or then candidate Trump. Anyway, there were several hours worth of preparations, and they tell you many times, you could say welcome, you know, you can do this, you can, you know, add your own little flair if you want, whatever. They're giving me all the instructions, and here's where you're going to stand, and then immediately after you're done, you need to move over to your seat. And so that's how my daughter and I ended up with kind of a VIP seat at that deal, because she was along with me, and we were just going to sit with everybody else, but we ended up in that seat because of the voice deal. Anyway, so literally we're down to, Kevin is next to me, Congressman Kramer, Harold Hamm is next to me, and Donald Trump's behind him, and the event's about to start, okay? And they give me the cue, go. And all of a sudden this guy comes up and literally elbows me out of the way and says, I'll do this. And it was confusing because he had just arrived with the president. He hadn't been there all day. And they originally were going to have this voice introduce the vice introduce Donald Trump, but instead they decided to have it be Congressman Kramer and Harold Hamm first, and then Mr. Trump. So he didn't know any of that. So somebody else pulled him away and said, no, it changed. You don't know. Just let him do this. But I'm like, what is going on here, for crying out loud? And the guy was really he wears these sort of distinctive pair of glasses. I think you'd know him if you seen him. That's the guy. Well, anyway. Where was it? One of the first rallies after Charlottesville, Virginia, and the incident there, there was evidently a particular venue where the president wasn't real happy with how it went, and that guy got fired. But now we know maybe it wasn't over that. Maybe it was over this, because that's the other indictment. And again, we heard possibly two people today. So he is a longtime Trump aide. So to the extent that he is being indicted for lying to the FBI, you know, who knows? It could be like they thought Karl Rove lied to the FBI when he really didn't, right? And you went through months and months of thinking he was going to. Could be one of those sort of just, we're going to prove a point here, prosecutions. Or if there's more there, that probably is more damaging to President Trump in a tie than would be Paul Manafort, who had nothing to do with Trump until he was named campaign manager and then was fired as campaign manager. That would just be my take on the situation. So who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Okay, what else? I better get to some text here. I'm thinking people don't care about Paul Manafort and the whole thing, Todd, because...
Well, it's funny, all my...
nobody waiting to chat about this
on
here.
Are their hair is on fire over it. They're thinking, finally, the end of the road is in sight and blah, blah, blah. And yet, why am I seeing the meme that I put in our little chat thing here? When you realize Manafort leads to the DNC, what's up with that? Look on the face and...
All good questions. Here's more from a listener. 800-228-0550 for your take, both on our chat with the vice president or anything. It's called What's on Your Mind, so let us know.
Myron here. Thank you for the interview with the vice president. It just shows integrity in Washington. Just a small bit. The swamp is deep and it's powerful. I.e., the Clintons get by with anything. The Democrats don't go by the rule of law. Shame on them all. Thank you.
Myron, thanks for the call. Appreciate that interesting take. The president has tweeted out a little bit ago. And by the way, there's another indictment. It isn't just this guy for lying. There's a Gates. I think that was an aide to Manafort. So now there's three. So, you know, all of this is happening this morning, but... This Trump campaign aide is the other one. I'll bet that ends up getting a fair amount of attention just because he was in Trump world for a long time. Just my prediction. Just getting you prepared for what's to come so you can go crazy. Not go crazy. You can rise up and fight against this nonsense, much like what Myron's talking about. Myron's also ahead of the president here on this one because he says, sorry, but this is years ago, before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. But why aren't Crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus? President's a master. He's an absolute master, and he is so wise in the ways in which he fights. This is a battle against the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. This is a battle against the swamp. When you get on your knees at night and pray, include Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and their efforts in your thoughts and prayers. Because they're up against the dark side. And that swamp is the dark side. But you know what? The president's so good at this, he breaks through. I mean, I don't think we would have... First of all, he's been so forceful on this from the get-go, which causes his critics to want to double down and try and pound it to him. But meanwhile, things like the uranium deal, things like the dossier and what we know about how that was funded and who is buying information from it. This is how the swamp works. Now, some people are saying, yeah, Scott, wait a minute, Republicans help pay for that. Even a current Republican donor to the PAC that supports the president and someone that contributed to the inaugural helped pay for it. Yeah, well, right, exactly. I mean, I'm not saying this is all on Democrats. The Republican establishment is part of the swamp, too. They all go together. What will come of this? Tell me what you think when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's Sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. all month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing phase two of the NDSC safety campus.
Our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena. This is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train. But a lot of this training that would need to take place outdoors just can't be done up here. But with this new phase two, this will let us do this type of training year-round. One of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness. Even back in the 1700s, he got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there, and allow them to make the right choices.
Learn how you can support phase two of the NDSC Safety Campus at ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tree Gowdy is the swamp, big time. In that interview, he defended Mueller, let him do his job. He defended in another interview, Susan Rice. He's just a swamp. When you get to be the head of these committees, they flip you or you're threatened. He's disgusting and he's ineffective. Benghazi, big goose egg.
Big goose egg for Trey Gowdy. Okay. I guess I said too many nice things about him, so that caller's upset. I think Trey Gowdy's careful with his rhetoric. I don't think Trey Gowdy thinks Robert Mueller's done everything, you know, correctly, and he knows that Mueller can't, you know, pull stuff out of thin air. I also think you're right to be very, very suspicious of everybody involved. Be very, very, very suspicious of everybody involved. I think that makes perfect sense. I really do. So stay at it, okay? High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors today on What's On Your Mind. Been with us a long time. We appreciate them very much. Mandan location. Also location south of Fargo and Frontier. Here's what you need to know about High Plains Apache. Whatever it takes to get it done, it's the businessman's prayer. Go to highplainsapache.com. Take a look at the features. Power to climb your toughest grades. Get you through the tough stuff. Fuel efficient. Reliable. Leading operator comfort. State-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab. Industry-leading five-year driveline warranty, which drives the resale value big time. High Plains Apache, the businessman's sprayer. It's the one the other sprayer companies are talking about, to tell you the truth. And they have the ET Ag Center, where you can get every ag application part you'd possibly need, not only for the Apache, but for any. At High Plains Apache. What do you think is going to happen? Today we get an indictment. A special prosecutor, Paul Manafort. I have two schools of thought. You tell me which one you think it is. I think, number one, this happened rather quick. Many times these drag on and on and on and on. But it also happened quick in that it was a swamp-like freakout very early in the administration, and there's a special prosecutor. Usually stuff happens later on and drags on. So they do this, and the idea is Mueller is lancing the boil. All right, we need a fall guy. Mueller's got some bad stuff in his past. We'll nab him for that. We're done. Russia investigation over, okay? They're speeding this up to move on. Or it's, here we go. We are going to do everything in our power to shut down the Trump administration. We'll use this investigation to affect politics. If he loses the House or the Senate, then you have the inmates in charge of the asylum, the inmates in this case being the folks that think there ought to be some sort of witch hunt against Trump to take him on. And on, and on, and on, and on. And basically, it's, you know, if it doesn't end the Trump presidency, it slows down its progress, makes everything more difficult. Very swamp-like. Mueller today, I mean, Paul Manafort today, and then somebody else tomorrow, and they just keep on going and pulling strings. I think this is a nothing burger. I think it's going to run its course. I think Manafort might have some issues. We'll see. Whether this is Trump, I just have the sense that Manafort's the fall guy. In other words, not the fall guy to take the fall for anybody else, just the fall guy that, yeah, there's some stuff there that doesn't look good, and they got to come up with something. I mean, Robert Mueller can't say, we got nothing. We got nothing. So I think more comes. What do you think? What do you say? Where does this go in your mind? You have people jumping up and down talking about, oh, baby, now we got him. Now we got him. The left is pretty happy. Where does it go? Texter says, bottom line, Mueller should be under investigation himself and not the one in charge. Well, of course. Of course that's the case. I couldn't agree anymore. I couldn't agree anymore, but that's not going to happen in a... You know, that's not going to happen in a swamp like that. No way, no how. Not a chance. Where does this all go? Where does it lead? What do you think happens? Three indictments. Manafort, his aide, this Gates, and then a former Trump campaign aide, longtime Trump campaign aide, by the way. Is George Papadopoulos. I think is how you say that. Pleading guilty to lying to FBI agents in the Mueller probe. So there's no highfalutin investigation there. He's just saying, no, I did it. So there you've got a red-handed deal there. He's 30 years of age. I've got more from Politico here. Former foreign policy advisor to President Trump, 2016 campaign, secretly pleaded guilty earlier this month to the FBI about his outreach to Russian officials. Entered the guilty plea in a closed courtroom in D.C. October 5th. unlike the just unsealed indictment against Trump campaign manager Manafort and advisor Rick Gates, the single felony count against him directly relates to the 2016 presidential campaign activity. Interesting. That one's a little bit different. We'll keep tracking this, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.